T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And the subject is now Lafourche Parish. The president joins us now, Archie Chasson. Archie, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Archie, Lafourche Parish, I kind of think of it as two different sections. You've got that behind the floodgates and that in front of the flood wall on Highway 1. Give us an update on each. How are things going along for recovery?
So things are trucking along, Don. We take a small baby step every day. Over the weekend, we were able to get both of our water plants back on permanent power. So the northern water plant, as well as the water plant inside the city of Thibodaux, both came off their boil water advisories. So everybody from Highway 182 North in Lafourche Parish does not have to boil water anymore. We're hopeful in the next couple of days we'll be able to do that for everybody else in the southern part of the parish. As that southern water plant got on permanent power yesterday afternoon late. We have probably about 10% of the parish back on permanent power. We picked up about another 2,000 customers on energy yesterday, late last night. We have about 2,000 linemen in the parish right now. We have about 500 working in the northern part of the parish to rebuild that system. We have about 500 in the central part. We actually have about 600 to 700 on the southern part with crews moving in and out every day. Working down in Bayou Blue and Ponachan, and then Celica, our separate energy company, is working into the Gaines community to try to get some of those people back on permanent power as well. So overall, baby steps. Debris guys are on the ground. We got off to a slow start. We met with those guys over the weekend too, trying to light a fire to get them ramped up. We moved about 10,000 cubic yards yesterday for a Sunday in the rain. wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. So we're gonna keep working with those guys so we can start to get the mess cleaned up on the ground, too.
Archie, that is an awful lot of crewmen, linemen down there and their equipment. How do you coordinate where they stay and where they stage and store their equipment? That has got to be a massive operation, almost like a military operation.
It is, Don. We had about 7,000, a little over 7,000 poles down across Lafourche Parish and about 7,900 strands of wire that were down in Lafourche. So it's a Herculean effort. Energy has set up man camps in various parking lots with shower trailers and things like that. We have people still staying in hotel rooms that they could find in the local area that weren't already booked up or damaged because of Ida. But these guys are everywhere. And I got to give a huge shout out to our community. We have people in neighborhoods who are cooking for these linemen. We have community members who are doing cookouts for these guys so they can have a hot meal during the day and at night. So the community has really rallied around these guys, and I can't say enough about the crews from all over the country who have come in. But energy has a Herculean task in front of them, and we talk to Philip May once every couple of days. We are constantly working with our sheriff's office, with state police, with MPs from the National Guard daily to work out traffic assets to figure out how to get these crews where they need to be and how we need to block off certain roads to get them to be able to work safely. Still allow some traffic flow for local traffic, but really blocking roads so that they can work as fast as they can to get power restored. So we can hopefully beat that September 29th total parish restoration date. I'm very hopeful we're going to see power in a lot of places before that. A lot of Thibodaux has come on power. A lot of the central part of the parish has come on power. They're working on a solution for Lady of the Sea Hospital, which is down in Galliano. So hopefully parts of South Lafourche regain some sort of power in the coming week. So it's a huge task, but great cooperation with energy and our local liaisons, Mary Faye and Deanna. They're doing a really great job at trying to get power back on to people.
Archie, for residents that are evacuated and are listening and they are very anxious to come and assess their damage, get back to their property, but they're waiting until they get permanent power restored, what is the best way for them to find out? Every day you're putting new areas back on permanent power. What is the best way for them to find out if their power has been restored?
So the best way to do it is always to check Energy's website, their outage map. It's a little slow sometimes, but it's pretty accurate as far as what's on power. We get a 5 p.m. update every day from Energy that we post across our social media platforms and on our website. So every day at shortly after 5 o'clock, you can log on to the parish government's Facebook page or our website and see that daily update. And it'll kind of give you an idea, a general idea of what they turned on that day and then what they're working toward the next day. But people who – look, we still have about 95 people in a shelter that was moved up to the Assumption Parish Community Center. So we've actually gone out, met with those 95 residents, got their addresses. We're doing assessments for them so that we know if they can go home or not and whether they have the capabilities to go home. So we encourage people to call the office if you're still out of town. We have tons of crews on the road. We can always drive by your house and check it out for you and let you know what kind of shape it's in. Or if you call our emergency operations center, we have a good grasp on what has power and what doesn't, so we can always update you as well as things kind of power back up.
Great. Archie, we can take a traffic break. When we come back, I want to talk about the lower part of South Lafourche and maybe what impacts we've had to the oil and gas industry, and if any of those offshore damaged rigs or whatever, something caused oil spills, if there's any danger of that coming ashore. We're talking with Archie Chasson. He is the president of Lafourche Parish. If you got a question, we'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. We're back right after this traffic update. And welcome back to WWL's First News. On the line with us is Archie Chasson. He is the president of Lafourche Parish. Archie, you know, the big economic engine, Lafourche Parish, oil and gas industry, how has it been impacted? And are you hearing any reports about, you know, certainly when you get an event like this, there's going to be some damage to oil and gas infrastructure, going to be some oil spills. Are they contained? Are they a threat? Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, Don. So, you know, Chet Chasson, the executive director of Port Fouchon and his group have done a great job in doing assessments with NOAA, looking at the channel and getting Port Fouchon back up and running. Coast Guard is working with the owners of the structures that may have issues offshore. I would call it more of a sheen than any type of spill. I don't think there's going to be any major impacts to anything. Nothing that equates to anything that we've ever seen, especially like BP or anything like that. So I want to calm those fears. What's out there is very minimal. The majors are all back on site doing assessments of their platforms. The first boat was actually loaded out of Port Fouchon going offshore last Thursday. So that place is back up and running. Most of it's on generator power. We have tenants who are working with our folks and the Port Commission's folks about bringing in modular trailer units if their buildings were damaged so they can get their businesses back up and running. You know, critical infrastructure, again, for Energy past the hospital is always going to be Port Fouchon and Loop, the Louisiana offshore oil port, so we can continue to push oil to the refineries across the state. You know, we carry 20% of the nation's oil and gas through us, so getting those critical facilities back up and running is key not only to our economy here locally, so we see traffic back and forth, but to the nation's economy. You know, for every hour that Port Fouchon is shut down, it's about a $500 million impact to the national GDP, not to Lafourche Parish, not to the state, but the nation. So getting those facilities back up and running is critical, and they did a damn good job at doing that so we can get some commerce moving down there. The rest of South Lafourche continues to try to put the pieces back together. I know you're very familiar with driving across the floodgates down in Lower Golden Meadow. Pre-Ida, there were about 15 houses or 15 structures that were on the outside of that floodgate, all elevated, you know, 14, 15 foot in the air. Now there's only one left. Everything else is going due to the winds and the water. So we're going to work with those families, try to figure out what they're going to do. I think most of them had moved up above the floodgate or had resources above inside the levee system. But the key point is for South Lafourche is that Wendell Curall's and the South Lafourche Levee District system held. We got very close, no overtopping, no breaches. When you look at the debris line, it's right at the toe of that levee or the crown of the levee, excuse me. But that levee system, that lock system held. And it proved that all the work that we have done with common sense outside of the Corps of Engineers, typical tactics, you know, Kunas engineering worked, and it saved that whole community from flooding. We did have some communities that flooded in North La Rose, in Bayou Buff, and in the Zalmans, just due to storm surge and the lower heights of the levee. Nothing breached up there as well. It was just we saw a 10 to 12 foot storm surge around Lake Zalmans, around Lake Buff, and it caused some of those issues. And what's eerie to point out about those particular spots is that the North Lafourche Levee District had contractors and notice to proceed on all three spots that flooded to do some increased level of protection. It's going to happen. It's still going to happen. And if it would have been there, we probably could have saved some more houses from flooding. But we knew the areas that were that could be impacted by a storm like this. We just unfortunately got it before those contractors were able to finish that work.
Well, I got to tell you, Archie, that's very reassuring about the oil and gas infrastructure and also about the job those levees did. They certainly did their job against a very formidable foe in Hurricane Ida. Before we wrap up here, for residents that are down there operating on generator or natural gas, and September 29th is the target date. That's a long way off, but fortunately, those restorations have been sooner than later. A lot of them have been completed before the target dates. But if someone's generator goes out, they lose natural gas, or they've been using LP gas and they run out, where do you have shelters located, or maybe just some cooling down stations where they could come in, get some ice, get some water, maybe recharge their phones?
Yep, so we still have six pods opened up. We closed the ones in Thibodaux and in Raceland last night as they ceased operations. As power came back on, those pod sites just didn't make sense. But they can visit the Lockport Fire Station. There's a pod in the Grand Bois community on Highway 24. There's still one in Bayou Blue at a rec center on Mazarak Street. There is one at the La Rose Civic Center and one at Our Lady of Prompt Sucker Church in Golden Meadow. They still have ice and water. Ton of nonprofits down there doing some cooking so people can get out if they need to.
All right, one last thing for those folks in Lafourche, man, treat those linemen royally, you know. They probably never ate so good when they come down here. They want to come back as soon as they can.
We'll keep the faith and keep it coming, Don.
You got it. Hope to get down there and do some fishing with you, Archie. Thanks for the updates continually. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, that is Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, doing a yeoman's job on keeping us up to date on the happenings in Lafourche. All right, we come back after this break. We're going to be talking to Mark Rosa. He's with Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Boy, that's what you call alliteration. We'll be back to chat with Mark right after.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.